Happy holidays, friends. It's been such a gift to share the podcast with you over the past few months. And thank you so much for supporting this experience. It's been such a joy to connect. I want to share a couple of things with you. I'm offering a chakra meditation in exchange for a review. So I know we've done drawings, but I also want to just honor and send gratitude for everybody that's tuning in and would love to receive this chakra meditation. So to receive the meditation, just send over a screenshot of your review to spiritandsoulhealingpodcast@gmail.com. And also, I'm so happy to share that I'm offering a holiday special for one-on-one sessions. So if you would like to have a personal session with me for an energy therapy experience or an angel and aura reading, you can find all the details and set up your scheduled appointment at amysakarsky.com. The third is really interesting, but it's any, like a lot of people have come to me who've had that virus that's been going around or the inoculation for it. And I've noticed how their auras have been showing these like similar things and that some aspect of the aura is really loose and starting to kind of detach and float. And other parts, like usually it's the layer inside, the closest to the body, looked really compressed and squished together. So their sense of self felt really cramped. And then there was a lot of astral energy in their aura from the collective. And there was an opening, so there wasn't a boundary. So again, it kind of goes back to the same thing, like what is your energy and the line and look at your energetic health. And for the energetic health, everything, all of the boundaries that you have in the physical, like the structure that you live by, your ethics, your morals, you know, like your daily living activities are going to transfer into the energy world and vice versa. So if you take time physically to take care of yourself energetically and physically, it's going to have a full effect in the energy body. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, where we speak about all things related to spirituality, soul level healing, intuitive guidance, frequencies, and much more. I'm Amy Sikarski, licensed vocational nurse, past life hypnotherapist, master intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant physical channel. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spirit School Online, where we offer courses in energy therapy, free guided meditations, courses and information around learning to connect in with your spirit guides, and much more. You can find me at amysakarsky.com and offerings at spiritschoolonline.com. Hi, everyone. Hello, welcome to the live and the replay. We'll let everybody join. I didn't announce, so if you want to catch a live in the future, hi Stacy, hi everyone, hi Jess, hi Adishanti, hi Angela. I didn't announce. I've been in sessions all day, and I was like, I'm gonna go do a live. So if you're ever wanting to catch a live, it'll always be impromptu, so you can put the notifications on. Hi Tina, hi Alyssa, hi Sharon, hi Zen, hi Kobe, everyone's on, this is so nice, hi Steven. So there have been so many messages coming through and a lot of themes, I would say this week and last week, and I just really felt inspired to come on the live and see what comes through. And I feel like if y'all put questions and topics in, it'll probably flow into everything that's been coming through. So maybe I'll just start with this message that's been in. So I would say this started maybe a week and a half ago. So, you know, with the collective energy, it's really fascinating to get to see all of these consistent themes that come in. And there's about four or five kinds of sessions that just keep coming up. But one thing that I wanted to share is that the energy right now between the dimensional realms seems to be very thin. Like other frequencies interacting with us, it's really been heightened and it's been very confusing. So I've been doing a lot of clearing of spaces, clearing of energy, closing like portals and working with the angels and stuff, because not only is it collective energy, so like the thoughts and the programming and the emotions of humans that are here, but I've been seeing a lot of spirit energy, like astral energy interacting in our reality. And if you're not aware of what it is, then the signs and the symptoms can be confusion and irritation, fatigue, and also like issues within relationships. So a strong message that's been coming in is just to like be really aware of your energetic health. So the space around you, your relationships, and if you feel something's off, then work with it, or, you know, like don't ignore it basically. So if you've been feeling anything funny coming around in your awareness, like dreams or waking state, relationship-wise, things that just don't make sense, there's probably an energy around, so you might want to work with that. And then that kind of also flows into a message I got maybe 4 to 6 weeks ago about light workers. So those of us star seeds, earth angels, light workers, those of us that really know that we're here to help with the energy on earth. We're also being tested, I guess, in a way, because it's like our energy field can feel these influxes and it feels uncomfortable, and we can recognize and we're noticing that something's kind of off. So there have been different types of energies that have been interfering, but the thing about all of it is to know your light, know who you are. Like, we've all had experiences in this life and past life to really stand in our power, stand in our integrity. And so the more that we really recommit or just firmly know who we are and our energy, it makes it that much easier and also more palpable to contrasting vibration when something else comes in, to really know, like, no, that doesn't sit right with me, or that energy, something's off. So they're really talking about staying true to your frequency and your mission and your light and why you're here. And just a heads up, my little dog's at the door. He's going to be barking. Oh my gosh. So I'm going to postpone that as much as I can. But one of the messages that's been coming through is like, what's been going on in the spirit world, and then versus like, or how does that play with what's going on in the physical? So if it doesn't make sense in the physical, or if somebody's going to get hurt, or there's a misalignment, or you feel like, I don't know, it's probably not okay, even coming from a spiritual perspective, because there's been a lot of, they're showing like energy flipping or twisting, where it feels like, oh no, it's okay because of this or that. And they're saying, no, you really need to go back to clearing our energy and being sovereign. And what does that mean? So a couple of like the overall themes, there were two or three other big topics that were coming up, but I want to see what y'all have to share. So I'm going to let my dog in. And if you want to type something, if you have anything to share or questions for an expansion on what's been kind of going on in your life or collective energy, I can tune in for that, because as I mentioned, like, I see patterns and themes that come up over and over, and I know that those of us that are sensitive are probably feeling or experiencing it either in our life or somebody in our life or the people that we're working with. So go ahead and type it in. I'll be right one second. I'll be right back. Come on. Oh my gosh. He's so persistent. He will not stop. So you can put it in the chat here. I'm going to review the chat, and then you can also put it in the question mark box. I'll kind of go back and forth to both. So, hey everybody. Hi Nadia. Hi Star Clan. Oh my gosh. Hi. Hi Caitlin. So yeah, I just pop on usually after work. So if you put notifications on through stories, then you might catch me. Stephen, stay very consistent with what I've been experiencing and the messages, yeah, that you've received as well. Absolutely. Hi, Teresa. Yeah, girl, you caught alive. So let's see. Okay, Bree is saying, I've been feeling like I need someone to fix me. I've noticed this, this is what I do is energy work, but I've been noticing around that is clients will come and they're like, I don't really know what's going on. Like something just feels kind of off and I need to know, you know, like if you can see anything or what's happening here. So there's a lot of aspects and elements to energy work, but a couple of them are to clear energy that doesn't belong and then realign the anatomy and then bring in the healing energy or reconnect the pathways so that you can connect to your own soul light and the earth energy for grounding and healing work. So I would say for all of us, like fine tuning and sprucing up and really proper maintenance and care would be some energetic meditations to cleanse and then fill with light. And you can ask your guides or your higher self, you can really ask your team to help you realign your structure, like realign your anatomy. And if you're lying down, you might feel your body shift and move and want to stretch, and that's great. Let that happen. So you can put on some pretty music and or not and just go into meditation. And first would be cleansing and then pulling in light and then letting that light flow through you to realign your anatomy. And you should feel a sprucing up, like more energized and clarity. And then if you've done this consistently for a few times and nothing's happening, then maybe go see a therapist because there could be something a little bit more that, you know, needs more skill set and clairvoyant or claircognizant awareness brought to it. But also toning has been coming in as a huge way of clearing and helping us. So when we work with sound and we work with tools, the energy comes from outside of us and it comes into the aura and then into the body. And what that does is it stirs up or flushes out dissonant energy, what's not ours, you know, what's just really bogging us down. And that can feel great. It can feel amazing. It can also help your chakras go back into alignment. But when you do the toning, it comes from within out. So if you have any blocks inside, it helps it to loosen. So if it's mental, emotional, if it's tension and stress, it can really vibrate the cells of your body from the inside and then out. And what I saw earlier this week was really cool. They were showing me in one of the readings, that is one of the advice that was received for my client was to do some toning to help process some energy. Because you can use breath work and there's a lot of different techniques. But with this toning, they were showing me that the sound wave will come out of the vocal cords and penetrate, like pierce through the aura and create an opening or basically a channel in which the emotion could flow out on. And I thought, oh, that was really neat. And like, it makes a lot of sense. I just hadn't seen it visually in that way. So tone and release, realign, and then bring in this like positive light to kind of help set the space afterwards. So you can go through stages and variations. Like maybe you bring in positive energy and release and then integrate, or it kind of can flow, just depending. Everybody's different. But I will say some of the themes of the past 2 weeks. Number one is astral energy interference. Number two would be like those in our life that we know or we're related to or that we converse with, that if they're going through something, whatever energy is around, then a lot of those that are really empathic are feeling it as well. So you really want to be like clear on what is yours. And then the third is really interesting, but it's any, like a lot of people have come to me who've had that virus that's been going around or the inoculation for it. And I've noticed how their auras have been showing these like similar things and that some aspect of the aura is really loose and starting to kind of detach and float. And other parts, like usually it's the layer inside, the closest to the body, looked really compressed and squished together. So their sense of self felt really cramped. And then there was a lot of astral energy in their aura from the collective. And there was an opening, so there wasn't a boundary. So again, it kind of goes back to the same thing. Like, what is your energy? And align and look at your energetic health. and for the energetic health, everything, all of the boundaries that you have in the physical, like the structure that you live by, your ethics, your morals, you know, like your daily living activities are going to transfer into the energy world and vice versa. So if you take time physically to take care of yourself energetically and physically, it's going to have a full effect in the energy body. So let's see. I'm just reading some. Kim says, complete strangers are oversharing and clinging with me lately, draining me, but you do care and you need boundaries. Yeah. So that kind of seems to be like what light workers and empaths, those that are hypersensitive to frequencies, go through. It's like, I want to help you, but I need to maintain a boundary so I don't get drained myself. So I always find that sharing tools and techniques and sharing ways for them to enhance their vibration mentally, also emotionally, and the energy, the prana and the chi, can be beneficial so that they're not pulling from you, right? So we want to be there for those that we love, but at some level we have to make sure that we're taking care of our own hygiene, our own energy hygiene, so that we don't get run down. Jaws saying, these outer challenges are really just tests for us to move up in the higher realms. We have to choose it ourselves. Yeah. So, you know, like a lot of us are really being called to step into our spiritual mastery, our discernment, and our compassion and our love. And it's it can be trying because we want to help some people, but maybe we're guided that, hey, that's their karma, that's their life lesson they're working through. So we can help by providing tools and information or just letting them know, hey, I love you, I'm thinking of you, but don't get involved. Like a lot of us are being guided not to get pulled into that frequency that others are creating or trying to heal through. But you can stay and hold a space of love and compassion. You can you have to use your discernment, because if you're really sensitive and you feel you're getting pulled into it, you might need to separate the time and conversations and whatnot. But you can still send love. You can shorten your conversation and, again, just provide information for them. So one thing that's coming through, it came in and it's starting to flow away. Wait, what were they saying? Oh, I just released yesterday, yeah, a podcast episode. So over the past couple of weeks, I was guided to Council of Light messages from a few years back. The one that came out last night is about karma and the star seed. And it's really talking about how to stay in your vibration. Because when we're in a high vibration and we're compassionate and we're assisting others in a way that doesn't entangle our frequency, we're able to shine a light and help them. You know, just inspire and shine a light, and that comfort and care that we're giving is a way to assist. But if we get pulled down, then we're going to be out of our alignment and we're going to get pulled off of our mission, essentially. You know, we can always have that goal and intention, but we'll be pulled into time and energetic drain, like distractions, or being pulled, like our energy drained from us so that we don't stay focused. So it can be a challenge. It can definitely be a challenge. And this is why it's so important to maintain your hygiene and your strength. So when this comes along, you can use your spiritual discernment and look into things a bit deeper with your clair senses to help you decide, you know, what's the appropriate way forward. And some of us will have soul level contracts and experiences that are playing out. And other times you're going to get the message like, no, you need to step back. Like, it's not your place or right to interject into this person's experience. So it's never black and white. There really isn't one overall answer for everything we encounter. You just have to flow with your heart and also sit in meditation and see what messages come through from your team. You know, what would be the next steps forward? So let me just look here. Some of the messages. You're saying, I've noticed the more I change my internal reality, my external reality is now able to shift a lot faster. It really is. Like, not only are things happening more, you know, they're faster, right? But it's more efficient. It's a smooth way of it. So definitely. And the benefit to that is you can see, maybe I misstepped. I moved my energy in a space that now I'm seeing really quickly is not for the highest good. Like it's not beneficial for myself or others. So you can realign and you can correct that. And you don't have to do a full lifetime in that energy. You can take care of it now. You can really correct that right now. Okay, I'm going to look at the question marks at the bottom. Oh, this is so fun, you guys. I'm laughing because I did a question in stories and they're popping up right here. The answers, I was like, oh, that's interesting. But let's find the questions from the live. Okay, Z3N, you've been sleeping so much lately. Any messages? Yeah, especially for you, and I feel like this is happening for many of us, they are showing me activity in the astral realm happening. And I remember I went through a period in my life where I felt this happening. Actually, I think it was like within the past year and a half where I was called to sleep more, but I don't feel like I was actually sleeping. I felt like I was working in the astral realm, and that's what I'm seeing for you. You're actually, I would say it's kind of like air traffic control. What you're doing is you're helping guide energy in certain ways and to clear up confusion, in the astral realm. In fact, I did a house clearing healing session today, and there was a lot of activity in the astral realm. This is what it's reminding me of. In the astral realm, there's a lot of energy right now commingling. So spirits that haven't fully crossed over, and also energies that aren't human in way. And so it looks to me like you're helping them move where they need to be. To work through time and space. So you can wake up and be like, wow, I'm feeling all sorts of tired still, and I just slept forever. And to double check, I'm hearing, just make sure that your nutrition is on point. Like you're getting all of your vitamins and, you know, your supplements, if you take supplements. So you're getting all of your nutrition to help you physically. So what else are they sharing? There's more coming in. The sunlight will be really important for you. Sunlight and clearing in nature. Just like when we go in nature, you get a ground and you, which can charge you up, and you also get to expand your aura and you can clear your aura. And then the sunlight does both. It clears and it grounds us. It clears and charges us. So spend some time in nature to help you in your waking states. Oh, thanks for the badge, Rumix. Thank you. So nice to have you join. I love it. I love meeting new friends here. Let's see, what else do we have? So some similar themes are coming in. Yes. Okay. Okay. These two, I think, could be really commingled, but let me read yours first. Angela, you're asking, have you noticed people having what seems like mini dark night of the souls? Can you talk more about this and what people can do to help themselves? Yeah, absolutely. It's so fascinating that you use dark night of the soul, because that came through today in a reading. And it is kind of like, it can be a very mini experience. So many of us are feeling shifts interdimensionally, more conversation with our soul, more awareness in certain ways with our spirit teams coming in and saying, hey, you really need to look at this. Or, hey, you know, let's release the past. We need to heal this. So what it's bringing up are these moments of solitude, whether we're in a crowded space or we're living in a family. So when I was younger, my dad remarried and we had 10 or 11 people living in our house. It was wild, right? So whether you're in a house with all kinds of people or you're living alone, you feel that you're alone. Like it really doesn't matter who's there physically. What they're showing is this dark night of the soul is kind of bringing about this energy where you feel really alone and quiet and contemplative. And in that time and space, we have an opportunity to really look within and see what emotions are coming up. And we don't have to know where they came from, but if you pinpoint the emotion, and if you journal or you sing or you acknowledge it and you have those conversations and you recognize it, it allows it to surface to release. And then in this reality, you can say, okay, what kind of patterns have been happening in this life? And typically these dark night of the souls expand through different lifetimes because they're really, it's like this culmination of opportunities that we've had, which are experiences, and they can be exceptionally challenging, but they're bringing something up within us so that we can find our strength and reclaim our light and let go of, like they're telling me right now, stigmas that maybe were placed on us in a past life. Karma of family. So if you're born into a community or a family, this life or another life, the frequency and the way in which you carry yourself or how people treat you, that vibration is in the DNA. So if it's this life, you might notice that. But if it's a past life and you didn't heal or clear or separate from it, it could carry over. So it's kind of like, why am I feeling this way? Where is my power and what can I do to shift it? And when we're talking in metaphysical terms and quantum healing, get a deep energy therapy session or go into a deep meditation or work with the crystal bowls or toning or sounds. And really, you can align with your guides and angels and your oversoul, your higher self, and ask for that energy to release from you and clear. And let it flow out. You might be surprised in what ways it comes out. Maybe you'll start seeing visions or have an emotion or want to cry or sing or tone. But after it expresses itself and it leaves, then they're talking about allowing for energy to come in to heal you. So whether it's pure chi, prana, that kind of life force energy, or if it's your own soul frequency that was stuck and trapped like in the other times and spaces, it would be a form of a mini soul retrieval. So dark night of the souls have us quiet. They have us look within. And if we haven't, if it's just been building and building, we're going to feel all of this energy, like all of this emotion and confusion. And it can be mental confusion with the emotion. And so that gives us the opportunity to really look within. And one thing they're saying, when we look within, you're going to maybe see some unhidden truths that are very uncomfortable about yourself or patterns or relationships or decisions in your life. And you might find that you need to make adjustments. And that is another part that's uncomfortable because then the fear can set in. Sometimes we get in a pattern that's really unhealthy and we know it's unhealthy, but it feels just like, okay, I don't know how to do anything different. Like this is how it goes. I'm just going to live with it. And when we have to see it and we call it out, it's like, no. So baby steps to make those adjustments. And if it's releasing relationships, if it's changing jobs, if it's moving, if it's looking at your health, you know, are you eating? Are you exercising? Whatever it might be, take little baby steps to work through it. And then also talk therapy is really good, I'm getting. So if you want to work with a therapist to help you just get clear on it and, you know, kind of like double check your own thoughts about things, that will be really beneficial as well. So yeah, hopefully that gives a little bit of information and inspiration for y'all to think like, oh, I am experiencing that. Maybe I need to go deeper with it. It could be the dark night of the soul and find some tools to work through it for healing. Thanks for all the badges, everybody. Y'all are so sweet. Thank you. Hi, Trish. Hi, everyone. Let's see. Okay, there was another message here. Okay, let me delete the ones I... it's getting clogged, the feed here. Okay, so Ro Butler is asking, you're saying you're working with very heavy energy and curious if the angels have guidance on clearing it. Yeah, you definitely want to call in the big guns I'm hearing, like call in the archangels, Michael, Metatriel, Zadkiel, and Jeremiel to help pull and separate the energy. And then you also have Raphael to help with your inner healing. Ariel's going to help more on the earth plane. And Jeremy and Zadkiel are going to come back to also help heal thoughts and emotions to understand what's going on. So definitely some strong physical boundaries I'm hearing, like what's coming in the physical. So if you say nothing's coming in, okay, then you've cut a lot out. What I'm getting is bring positivity in the physical. And you can work with the practitioner or you can do the meditations and like the prayer, you know, calling on for assistance, and then bring positivity into your life, maybe through uplifting music, music, movies, books, that kind of thing. Mantras work great. But I keep getting something about needing to separate from the source of it in the physical. So if you notice a pattern or it keeps coming around, kind of think like, just go into meditation and ask what it's about, and you can start to release it. I feel like it's going to be layers, layer by layer. Yeah. So I'm seeing a lot of questions in the question marks that are personal kind of readings. Let me just see if there's any questions here that would be I just get pulled to for information for the public. So let's see. Hi, Lo. Lo Destoy. Glad you're here. Awesome. Okay, let's see. All right, you're asking, I feel as though there's clarity, but also fog. So I sometimes feel lost or just uninterested in following through. Any thoughts? Yeah, your head and your solar plexus could use a clearing, and then bring in the colors of orange and yellow to give you some more vitality and help, because we do a lot of thinking in our gut. So that's going to really help your thoughts, and also to feel like you have the energy to see things through. So yeah, that's what I'm getting for you. Okay, I'm going to go over to the question mark box now. I'm just smiling because a lot of you all are asking the same questions. Okay, so maybe I just start going through a few of these as much as I can before family gets home. Okay, so Nadia 10. Hi, Amy. I would love to know more about my spirit guides and star family and any messages that they have for me. Yeah, let me fill into it for you. You work with a lot of guides, so I definitely am feeling a star energy around you, because I'm seeing elemental kind of guides, animal spirit guides, and I keep getting Arcturian. So Arcturian star beings are working with you. You also have Pleiadian and Andromedan energy around. So you have a beautiful collection, like a beautiful team of guides really here with you. And they're saying, yeah, so they're like, let's get serious, because they're like, we're here, and she knows she's a starseed, so why are you here, and what's your purpose and the direction? So for you, it's to hold the light. You're going to find that whether you want to or not, and I laugh because I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been in those situations where you find yourself in the middle of like somebody else's issue, and you're having to bring peace to it or just hold your light. And sometimes you're guided not to speak, to say anything, but just to let your energy do the work. So sometimes you might find that you're quiet. People might say, oh, you're so quiet. But you're doing a lot of energy work in the process of standing there. And so if you do get drained after certain situations or scenarios, it's because you've just done a lot of light working energy, healing and shifting for the space that you were in that others, you know, are really riled up and really upset. So then take the time for yourself to recharge and to release anything you might have picked up and to just integrate into it. So yeah, they're saying, like, I just keep getting the message for you now. And what I've been getting recently is we've kind of have known for a long while that we're here for a reason, but we maybe didn't know why. You know, many of us have studied and we've, you know, listened to inspirational messages and books and all of this, but now we're being called to work, and we're being called to work in unconventional ways, and we're being called to really shine or emanate our frequency and be who we are in day-to-day experiences outside of what would be considered like a spiritual community or a spiritual gathering. So we're really going in our daily life, and we're being called to hold and balance the frequency. They did mention like you would be called to be quiet at times, but I am getting the message that it won't be forever. And for others, this message is what's coming through, is that we will be guided to speak up. And they're showing like somebody really forcefully, you know, like kind of yelling their truth, and that's not going to work. So it's about speaking in compassion, about speaking up in love. It's about education, and it's about saying, hey, we're all human. Yeah, man, like you're going through this. I've been there too. Like this is what worked for me. So it's in ways that inspire and cultivate community. And it's in ways to speak up and share where it's not like putting, what are they showing, labels or division. So it's all coming together in ways of kindness to help everybody. So yeah, that's a message that's coming through for you. Hi, everyone. Everybody that's new, that's joined. Welcome, welcome. Okay, let me go back into the question mark box here. Brave little Daisy. Hi, Amy. Do you see anything going on with me? My life seems to be going well, but what should I be doing? You're in kind of like a holding pattern, I guess you would say. So the message is to live and observe, just kind of be you, and also look at what you're observing and what you're called to study, because pretty soon, like 12 to 18 months, and then for sure in 2 years from now, you'll be called to implement, to really like step into it. So right now I feel like you're charging up and you're here and you're just waiting for the right timing. So in that, do everything you can for your physical and spiritual health, and design ways that you might want to help others, like through conversations. Again, kind of goes back to what we were talking about, where they're not going to fully lean on you for consistent support or to carry them through. But think about how you start communicating with others in ways to empower them, because that will be what you'll be called to do in about 2 years in a more enhanced way. So yeah. Chess says, hi, Amy. I'm curious if there are any messages coming through for me. I feel like so much is happening at the moment. Yeah, when I see your energy, Chess, it looks like kind of like a tornado, like a whirlwind whirling around. I'm hearing like be calm, like the calm in the middle of the storm. So again, they're asking that you hold a space of peace. So every day, if you could wake up, pull all your energy into your body and set your aura. So what does that mean? So wake up, get in your body with your breath and stretch and do all that. And then when you stand up, you want to breathe into your body all the way down midline and then ground. And then push your aura out a little bit and see how far out it goes. And then fill it with light and then start your day. I literally see you walking through life in a completely different dimensional frequency and field than a lot of people around you. You feel calm. You feel peaceful. Some of them can't even see you because they are so, like, I just see a lot of people going at it, like a lot of activity and a lot of talking and a lot of arguing, but also a lot of busy work where you're being present. So you're going to find others start to feel that grounded, loving, it's a nice light, this humming energy from you, and it will start to calm their nervous system so they can be more present. Because even though there's a lot of activity and they're talking, I see it kind of just like wasting energy. There's no results from it, and they're going in circles, or they just keep going back and forth. Whereas the energy that you maintain is keeping this gentle balance and this presence of an awareness of who you are. And that's the vibration that you're holding, that frequency. So, it's kind of interesting, right? There's not like, oh, you need to go do this or do that, but they want you to fortify your energy field and be present, and you're calm, and you're calm but and gentle, but you're also calm and strong. So, if somebody needs any advice, they'll come to you, and you can give it. You can see really clearly. So you do help people, their nervous systems, to relax and settle down. So yeah. Okay, let me look back here. I've just like really pulled two sun, moon, to your question. Hi, Amy. Any messages from my guides? I'm questioning things too much and in my head a lot lately. That's usually not like me. Yeah, actually, I would say if you can do, even you can get on YouTube or Spotify, you need to clear your mind. There's external frequencies that are kind of like coming in and stimulating this overreactive. Yeah, it's reactive because you're reacting, they're telling me, to the stimuli. So there's energy coming in and your thoughts are just going like on high alert. So calming your mind, like the toning of notes, mantras, like the Tibetan bowls, the crystal bowls, the mantras, really help to calm your brain. It's just like bringing your mind to a really calm kind of still point is going to be what will be really beneficial for you. And then writing out on paper what's on your mind, so you literally get it out of your body and you're going to see, gosh, there's like five things, but it consumed me all day or all week. So you look at each one and see if there's anything to be done of it, or maybe it's just a message, but just acknowledge it, and then it's going to help it settle in your energy field. So doing something to help the physical aspect of your brain quiet, and then also get the messages and the emotions and the intel, the information out on paper, then you won't have to keep thinking about it. It's right there. Like, you're just telling the energy, I hear you. Yeah, so that'll really, really help you is what they're sharing. And then let's see. Oh, I already answered this one. Just going back in. Kana 888. Hi, Amy. Do my guides have any messages for me? Okay, let me fill into this one second. It's so interesting. Like, the energy totally shifted because I'm, you know, connecting in with your guides. And I'm getting two things. I just keep feeling two different frequencies. So I'm feeling like earth and a cave and nature and tropical trees. It's like tropical trees and water in a cave. And then I also see the city and like these really tall skyscrapers and hustle and bustle. And they're showing me that you are to ebb and to flow and maintain a balance. So if you're living in a metropolitan area, take time in nature the best that you can, even if it's meditation or putting, you know, screensavers up or video on the TV and looking at nature and hearing sounds of nature. And if you're really out in nature, they're saying, hey, that's cool. Good. Like, great for, you know, recharging and energy health. But you need to be working with people. Like, you need to be interacting because that's why you're here, is to help others. So it's about a balance and an ebb and a flow. And if you feel like you're heavier on one side, bring more of the other in and keep that consistent balance. So that's the message for you. And maybe somebody else resonates with that as well. Yeah, that's really cool. I like that message. Okay, let's see. I'm looking at the messages here on the main screen. Heather Lavender, hi. So, hi, Amy. My Lemurian grandmother is connecting with me, and I learned my home planet is Lyra. I have been, and then it cut off. Oh, no, I can't see there. It cut off. Let me see if you want to finish that thought. It cut off. It didn't show. Hi, Be Light in Hawaii. Hey, oh my gosh, it's been a minute since we've connected. Yeah, let me tune in for you and see any messages for you. Okay. Smile. I'm smiling. They say ride the waves. You're riding the waves of life, but you're in control. You have direction and you know where you want to go, and you're up above looking out. And so they're saying, as you're up above looking out, don't forget who you left behind and don't forget what's under the surface. So then they show you kind of stopping and sitting on your board and just floating and being and wading in the water and slowing down and pausing and letting emotions come up and letting things be expressed. And I really feel like you do speak for the land. You communicate with the land, and the energy that I keep seeing like under you in the water represents ancestors and land. And it's like, what does it have to say? So although you're doing really good, you're cruising right along, but they're saying take time, like stop and take time to listen to what's going on around you. So yeah, hopefully that really helps. Oh, and Chess says, thank you so much. That was a helpful, potent description of the dark night of the soul. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I'm glad that helps. Let's see here. Hi, Tan Tan. What do my guides want me to know in regards to my blocks and feeling stuck? There is a lot of energy around you that looks like it's compressing. It's kind of like squeezing your aura and then you're holding literal blocks in your energy. Shake it out. Like I'm getting, turn on music, especially something with a beat where it can pound it out. Like you need to move. You really need to move and let it out and express it. And if you feel like toning, if you feel like singing, if you, you know, playing the instrument along with the music, but you move and get it out. And then work with your hips, like express and do dance with your hips so that your sacral and your root can start to loosen up is what I'm seeing. Yeah. Also, I just have to, it's really bothering me that my dog is making so much noise. So if you hear all these like weird noises, that's him. He's right here sitting under my feet. let me see. I'm going to go back into the question mark area here. The yellow feather is asking, hi, Amy, are there any messages behind these arguments and bickering I've been experiencing lately? And I had a similar reading earlier today with the question, but let me see what comes through for you. I don't know that it will be the same, even though theirs was a little kind of universal. So let me just see. What they're showing is you're not on the same page, like alignment-wise, your chakras, like you're not even communicating. It's kind of like you speak and it misfires, like the message goes on the side or it hits you in the wrong spot. So if you can breathe and meditate and breathe into each chakra and get it within yourself centered and really humming, then it's going to be able, the messages through communication will be more fluid, like more heart to heart, throat to throat, solar plexus to solar plexus. Right now, the chakras aren't even lined up, but not only that, the messages that you're saying when you communicate are going like right past the person, and whatever they're trying to communicate back to you, it's like it's like going past you, and it's like, bye. It's not sticking, it's not clicking, it's not connecting. So for you and then the others in your life, if you can be more present and centered and balanced within, it's going to help you at least harmonize your own energy field. So then you have a better chance of communicating with them. So yeah, hopefully that really helps. I would say get aligned, personal self-care in that way. And then if they can as well, if they don't, it's not their thing and you still have to communicate, you know, with somebody in your family that you love, then at least you can get yourself in more of a receptive space and they want you to be more open and like looking like, okay, well, where are they coming from and what's going on and trying to see things from their perspective. So just being more present and aware in that way. So hopefully that really helps. Let's see. Hi, Star Clan. Hi. You're saying, hi, Amy. Love you. any new kinds of pain? Some are familiar. Oh, I'm sorry. New pressures. New kinds of pain. Some are familiar. Any messages to raise my vibration? Okay. Ah, yeah. Well, sending lots of love for sure and some peaceful energy. I'm feeling like a dove. They're showing me a dove. So it's peaceful energy to come in and letting your physical body relax. So do anything you can to release tension in the physical body. If you can stretch or have somebody, you know, like pull to help stretch you, Thai massage helps stretch, which is really good. Or, you know, the stretch lab, I guess, is kind of popular here. So some kind of physical therapy or stretching will help you. It's going to help your nerve pain too. I'm getting something about nerve pain and pressure. So also fluids and a lot of breath work. And then think about your alignment. Like I'm not really sitting the best, but here, think about your alignment and your muscles. And if you're not holding your skeletal system correctly, how you can be creating tension or compression in certain areas. And then for raising your vibration, positive thoughts are going to be good, and music. So start listening to sounds that lift your mood, like songs or just music without words that lifts your mood. But that's going to be really good. And then also I'm getting smells, so bringing in scent. So smells that are uplifting for you. Yeah, those are some tips for you. So let me just go back to the chat. Let's see. Hi, everyone. So happy you all are here. So I actually just got a text. My family's almost home, so I'm going to have to get off here in a minute. But if you want to catch the next live, for sure, you can go into notifications and turn it on. So you can turn it on just for a live or a post or what have you. But yeah, so let's see. I'm going to scroll through here. Welcome, everybody. Oh, and also I wanted to thank everybody that's been tuning into my podcast, the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. And I'm doing a drawing every month for a reading for reviews on Apple. And if you do a review on Apple or on Spotify, send like the heart, or not the heart, the star, and follow, and then send me a screenshot. I'm just giving everybody that leaves a review a chakra meditation. So message me if you need more details about it, but all the information is at spiritandsoulhealingpodcast.com or my Insta page here. So I want to share that before I pop off. And then also my book, Activating the Starseed. Oh my gosh, this week is my 1-year anniversary for the Audible version. So if you share a post from my page or Starseeded Ascensions page, repost your stories and you're in a drawing for a copy of the Audible book. So I wanted to just share that here. Let me look for a couple more questions I can get through. Oh, and also they're reminding me I have a holiday special. If you want a private session, you'll see it on my website. So let's see. Oh, you guys are so sweet. I'm just reading through and like feeling what one grabs my awareness. Okay, Amy, I just keep like getting pulled to yours. So you're saying, do my guides have anything to say about me and if I'm on the right path with working in the Akashic Records? Yeah, they're talking about the Akashic Records. They're saying it's a place where you can receive a lot of truth and utilize that truth for discernment. And they're talking about when you connect in, just like making sure your space feels really full of love and clear and uplifting, and that you clear your area before you go into that connection. So just looking at the hygiene of your physical environment before you go into the Akashic Records, that will help you to go in more efficiently and get messages in a clear way. Where it's like boom, boom, boom. So I also feel like you're going to be channeling the information, just vocally streaming it out, where you kind of might start to forget it. So write it down right away or record it, because you are going in, like you do kind of go into another dimension versus having the energy and the information just come into your reality. You're actually expanding and going closer into the records. So yeah, wow, exciting. Good luck with it. Yeah. I mean, you might already be doing that, but that was the message I gave. Okay. Shay Marie. Hi, Amy. Is there any messages from my guides about the transition that I'm going through? Thank you for taking the time to answer my questions. Yeah, I see you, like you're going through it, and I see you stop and kind of put the brake on and pause. They're saying that's okay. Like take it, integrate, like baby steps if you feel that you need, so that you're not feeling pushed and forced. You know, you can take a little pause to really let the energy settle and then go again. So if you feel like you need to take a day or a week or whatever it is, depending on how long your full transition is, take those micro moments to allow yourself to just be present. And it will help the stress. Like, they don't really want you having a lot of stress. So it'll help you to relieve some of that stress off of you. Okay, so I'm just seeing here. I'm just going to look to see if the one about Lemurian and Grandma had sent through the rest of it. And I'm not really seeing it unless there have been tons and tons of questions. Oh, okay. Yeah. So Heather, okay. So I don't see you there. Let me just go in this chat box over here. Okay. All right. So I'm in the chat box again. Okay. Brandy, Diane, any message for me today? It feels like something big is happening. Something big is happening. And also like what you do from a soul spirit level is you help to write things down and document things. So I don't know if you have that in your physical life as like a hobby or a career, but they're saying to keep writing down your emotions and what you're seeing in the world around you, that you're, yeah, you're transcribing, you're notating. It reminds me of Archangel Metatron, like a scribe. You're just writing things down and you're feeling that energy coming on. The next 3 to 5 years are going to be really big years. And to that, last week I released a podcast episode that was a channel message from 2018 from the Council of Light. And boy, did they share a lot. And it went from 18 to 2025, and then it went to 2035. So it really talked about, like, listening back, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at how much of that's already showing itself. But you're feeling it because there are big transitions, and know that the big transitions, like the grand period of time on Earth, you know, like we're in the middle of it, and it can be a decade or longer, or it could be a year or a month. So there's all these transitions, but you're feeling something. Oh, what they're showing me is ripple. Like somebody might feel it, and then the other part of the world or community or even their family, like even their sister, they don't get the same message or vibrational feeling for like a year later. But you're sensing everything ahead of time before the wave fully hits everyone. So write it down, and also write down any guidance or messages to help you navigate through it, or what's been working for you is what I'm getting. So yeah, that's kind of what they're saying, which is super cool. I like that. Yeah, that's really awesome. Okay, so I'm seeing something here from Sir Puffington. I can tap into the Akashic Records. It shows me things that I've never learned or read. My circle is not on this vibration at all. Lonely Magi here, if I'm reading it correctly. Yeah, okay. I'm not sure what you mean by like your circle's not on this vibration at all. Is that like you're not really trying to tap into the Akash? But yeah, we all can tap into it. It's really what it takes is focus and an intention to do so. And we utilize our clear senses when we receive the information from it. Or we can just feel the energy, or we can receive the information in dream state. Hold on, my dog is like, he's like eating some kind of bone. It's really bothering me. I don't know if it's picking up on the mic, but I'm just like tapping him to be quiet. It's so loud. But yeah, so what they're saying with the Akashic Records, we all can have access to it, especially our own Akashic Records. And so you might be getting information that's coming through right now. Sometimes it's coming in as memories because we need those memories or that light and that strength to help us through what we're experiencing here right now on Earth or what's to come next. So, yeah. Okay, so Ola is saying, hi, Amy. I hope all is well. I keep seeing triple numbers, 1 through 3 nonstop. What's the message? So in my experience, I've just always felt that the angel numbers that come through in synchronicities, whatever the pattern is, first and foremost is like, okay, you're on your path. Like you're in the frequency, things are lining up. And with me, that really helps because if something kind of goes in a way that I feel, oh, this feels icky or what's going on here, you know, then I'm like, well, it's playing out, it's supposed to happen in a way that I'm seeing it or there's something deeper to look at. So to me, it just helps me know like I'm in my appropriate vibrational frequency. I haven't really gone off of it, you know, like been derailed. And then you can break it down to what the messages mean based on the numbers. So you can just go online and look up angel numbers. There's tons of websites or books and see what one you resonate with the most. Like I personally have a series of numbers that's really like means a lot to me for a reason that probably wouldn't mean to others. And I also have friends that have their favorite numbers. So when you see your favorite numbers come through, sometimes it's just a message, like you can look at it, a hug or a wink from your guide saying, hey, how's it going? Like, all is good, we're here. So it's kind of that sort of a thing. Let's see. Okay, so looking through. Oh, you can't hear him chewing anything. Thank you, Sun Moon Lover, because I'm like, he's getting really loud over here. Oh, thank you, thank you. Okay, so let's see. Hi, everyone. Okay, so Diane, you're saying, hi, I feel like I need to move away from where I am now. My intuition is telling me to just go and start a life, and then it cut off. I don't know why Instagram doesn't let us do full, like a longer paragraph. But yeah, I would definitely trust your intuition, and I feel like you're going to be moving from place to place for a few years. Like, don't make a permanent, don't look at it like it'll be permanent, and that will also help you to enjoy the area and not feel a lot of stress or pressure that you have to like get grounded and rooted and, you know, flow into the community. You'll actually meet the right people and you'll actually have time for you. And you'll actually feel like you're kind of on a little journey, a temporary stay in these places. So see what comes up to you. There's probably like three places that you'll think about, but one you're going to look at it and it'll be a hard no. And then the other two you'll get to decide between. So yeah, it feels really good. It feels really good in that way. Okay, y'all, I am going to have to sign off, but I'll be back on. So I always feel in the flow and really inspired after sessions. And sometimes my schedule works where I can pop on. Other times I'm like kind of popping on Fridays. But if you set your notifications, you'll be notified when I come back on the next live, and I'll just flow through and continue sharing messages of the day and the week and answering some questions. So I hope that it all helped. And if you are looking for more inspiration, you might want to check out my new podcast. I mean, I'm up to like 45 episodes now. So, and it starts with a whole series on the Claire gifts and what they are and how to work with them. And then we just flow into everything from past lives and channel messages from star beings and fun guests that I've had on. So it's the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, and you can find it wherever podcasts are. And some of the episodes are on YouTube, but not all of them. So, okay. All right, loves. I hope you have an amazing evening or day, wherever you might be. And thank you so much for the badges and for joining. Thanks, Trish. Thanks, Chess. Thanks, Nadia. Thank you, everyone. So hopefully it'll save for replay for those who didn't catch the beginning. And yeah, oh, another little announcement. All these announcements. There are a few new imposter pages that just popped up. So this is my only page, Amy Sikarski. And I only have one page for me with my name. So check the spelling. And I do not offer sessions or readings through direct message. You have to go to my website if you want a personal session, which is amysikarski.com. All right. I'll check you all later. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Hi, I am so happy to share that we are coming up on the 1 year anniversary of the Audible version of my book, Activating the Starseed. When I channeled this book back in 2016, it was such a beautiful experience that was very personal, and I really didn't know how far my story and the channeled messages would be shared. And now it's available around the world in print, in Kindle, and Audible. And I am so grateful. My heart is just so full from feeling all the love and the connections and kinship through these messages. And I know that it has reached many of you at the right moments. And I'm so happy that you were guided to it. To celebrate the Audible version 1 year anniversary, I'm giving away 3 audio copies. To enter the drawing, please leave a review on any of your podcasting apps and take a screenshot and send it over to me at spiritandsoulhealingpodcast@gmail.com. I'll keep the drawing open through November and December, and I will be announcing the three winners below in show notes. Also, something even more exciting. I'm so happy to share that I have a meditation for everybody that leaves a review. So if you would like to leave a review, again, just send over a screenshot. If you already have sent over a screenshot, just message me and let me know that you're interested. And this is a meditation on cleansing and activating your chakras. So it'll be only available here at the podcast as a special gift for my gratitude for your support. And I want to thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. Hi, this is Amy. I hope you've enjoyed the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. And I'm so happy to share with you that I'm offering a special for one-on-one sessions for the holidays. So this is going to be a limited time. And if you would like to sign up for a personal session with me for an energy therapy experience or an angels and aura reading, you can head over to amysikarski.com and find all the details there. I look forward to working with you, and I'll see you all again on the next episode.